Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. Hey, it's a blessing to be here once again. And as I get myself situated and all of that, I will say, for those who are calling in, I appreciate you. Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 31. So chapter 7, verse 31, and that man, M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You can call 646-478-0944. If you're indeed listening to the program, we'll be glad to have you do that. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers and to make things easy for everybody. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. I'm doing my best to make this extremely easy for everybody, including myself. And I want to tell the people who are on the phone line, if I'm not mistaken, the 216-609 and the 216-400. I will be with you all shortly. I just want to say once again, I appreciate you all for listening, and I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do that now, I'll forget. So, number 10, DJ Lil Will. More on him in just a little while. Number 9, Youth Gospel. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, Black Odyssey. Number 7, the Glenville Festival. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, National Action Network. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, the Latino Festival happened the past weekend. Number 4, it was like a 3-day Hub Festival over the weekend. Number 3, Apollo in East Cleveland. Wow, they had a big jump, a big leap. More on that in a little bit. Number 2, Mother's Father's Unity Weekend had a big jump. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, Black House Sounds debuting at number 1. It's been a couple of months since they've been in the number 1 position. So a lot of things have been happening. I am going to start this off and let you know. If you wish, you can reach out to Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook, or just Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can also Facebook the Black House Sounds Open Mic, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. How about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. only on voiceofradio.com. We have an artist coming in from Alabama on tomorrow's program. Then it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that happens on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kiplin off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1, the number 37 bus passed by, I believe, the St. Clair, East 152nd intersection. But on Euclid Avenue, you can take the 28, just be prepared for a little bit of a long walk. And before I go to the phone lines, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. I also want to take the time to let people know that the Glenville Festival is happening this coming Saturday, East 88th Street, St. Clair. So East 88th and St. Clair, Sam Miller Park, the Circle Stage, which is the adult gospel band stage. VoiceOfRadio.com is running it. They're requesting Black House Sounds as a headline act at the 40th year Glenville Festival anniversary with 3 solo songs and Thank You Jesus thrown in as well. So I'm looking very forward to that. And also a big shout out to the First Ladies Dynasty kickball tournament that happened yesterday. They played a team consisting of General Don Walker Brown, Peter Corrigan. Don't let the big guy fool you. That big guy was able to run bases, played all the minutes and everything like that. I believe he's running for the county executive seat. So he was there, and quite a few others, including the family of Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime, and that was the team that managed to win. So a big shout out there. And I'm going to go straight to the phone line, to the 216-609. You've been on so patient. Let me see what is happening with the 216-609. How you doing?
Excellent. The sheriff, the man in the streets, always in the streets. Can't keep him out the street. But at least you in the street for a positive reason. And positive reasons. This is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound. I am ecstatic, so excited that we made it to number 1 when it comes to your program. I know it's very hard to do that when there's so many positive people constantly pushing the envelope, but that's what helped Black House Sound strive to be more better and proficient than we was the year before or months before or days before. And so what I love about our group, at times we have to sit back and ask each other, whoa, is we doing this right? Do we need to do something else? Do we need to change up? And we constantly deal with that. What I love about our group is when one get a big head, the next one is quick to let them know, do you remember how hard it was before? And so I'm so happy when it comes to the fans in Cleveland, the ones that have been showing up to these little small events that we've been doing, and they've been showing up and they've been proud like we stars. So if I never thank them, this is the best way to do it, to really let them know that they appreciate it. I don't know all the names because there's so many people that pop up. It's like periodically one show it'll be this group of people, next show it'll be that group of people. So like I say, I just wanted to call in. I know it's serious things going on, people dying, people on the deathbed. So if you're a Christian or if you believe in some type of religion, keep them in your prayers, thoughts, people that's not doing as well as you. Other than that, I just wanted to call in and just let everybody know that Blackout Sound have a mixtape that should be coming out in the next 30 days. If it's God's will, that should go down. Other than that, if you're rooting for Blackout Sound and you pray, pray that all of us get more wisdom and knowledge of this monster that we deal with every day called the entertainment business. Blackout Sound, make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that. That's like one of the deepest conversations before I even go to the 216-400. Sometimes you might be planning on mentioning something, and then somebody will call and bring you back to something else that you need to mention. So one thing to bring up right now that I'm looking at it, before I go to the 216-400 number, is that the National Action Network Youth Workshop was the past Saturday, August the 4th. You had Brother Silver, B. Well, actually, he was like community organizer, internet radio host. He brought up with him Sir Knock, Larry H. Gardner from Headlines of Headaches, also on voiceofradio.com, and actually, it was nice to have him speak about, you know, Mother Porter, Al Porter, as well as the meaning or the names of Yahweh or Yahshua, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, leadership, and even the Black Panther movie. Now, also, you had Pastor Reverend Dr. Andrew Clark, Sr., Cleveland Chapter President of the National Action Network, Marcia L. McCoy, Chaplain Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, Evangelist Joanne McWhorter. She really dealt with the Ephesians 2:2-3. Hold on. Mrs. C. Wright, you get an infamous shout-out. Did you have the nerve to call my radio program while I'm live on the air? Mrs. C. Wright. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Joanne McWhorter, she talked about bringing the church outside of the walls, MJ Number One Foundation, Relationship with God, Solutions, and United was the theme. Mr. Ernest Harris, Humanity and Community Development Workshop Facilitator. They also played words from Dr. King, What's in Your Life's Blueprint. They played that clip, and it was real nice to listen to. Also, Brother Ernest Harris, he spoke about passing the baton, no wealth without a commonwealth, and define who you are, know yourself. And the musical selections A, B, and C, by requests, Walk Like a Man, Delete Obsolete, Lift Every Voice, from Sheriff Kilroy, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers. The Life Poem was from A.W., Ariana Wilkerson, who, of course, for those who might say, A.W., why is that familiar? Well, her grandmother, Joanne, from MJ Number One, spoke about how Blackout Sound, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, recognized the talent and was helping keeping her on the right track. And we all received a folder with pencil, paper, civil rights movement workbook, greatness booklet. That was beautiful. Words of wisdom and a prayer for our youth came from Mother Porter. We had good food. DJ Dollar Rock and the family came to support. And before I go on to the next phone caller, what was so beautiful, we don't just give things away. You have to earn them. By noon, on that same day, the Mothers and Fathers of Unity Legacy Weekend, Michael J. Zone Rec Center was where Alicia Kirkman requested the three hot singles from Black House Sounds. Open mics, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Sheriff Kilroy, Delete Obsolete, Lift Every Voice, Walk Like a Man, and Alicia Kirkman and Sonya Garth did Facebook Lives on that. Brenda Jacobs did spaghetti, chicken, and salad. Over 200 people were in that park. Beverly Goldstein showed up, District 11 candidate against Marsha Fudge. Peter Corrigan, county exec, showed up. Inner City Republican Movement, Dollar Rock and family. A lot of them came to support the event in Black House Sounds. We wrote big, yo. Artists who said to me that they were coming to perform but were no shows or left early. Let's see. No call, no show. Either you're about your business due to opportunities or about nigga business. You are about your father's business or monkey business. The zoo is open free on Mondays. You might need to go and get into that monkey cage. Anyway, an event that was about families losing members due to police murder or street violence. And you no call, no show, or you leave early and get mad because out-of-town people were there to ask about what else is Black House Sounds doing. What's going on? Hey, don't block your blessings. Let me get off my 8-foot step ladder, go to the phone line. Probably whoever's on the phone now is going to tell me that, hey, I'm about monkey business. Why are you picking on me? 216-400. 216-400, you're on live.
Okay, Mr. Porter. This is Mama Porter. And I'm calling to express my deepest sympathy to Miss Kathy Rae Coleman. Her father passed. And I would like to tell you, Dr. James Coleman, he came to Cleveland many years ago. And Dr. Coleman was over the attendance and prevention dropout prevention program, attendance and dropout prevention program. And they asked me to chair it, which I did. Dr. Coleman did an outstanding job. But I'll tell you one thing. It was too corrupt downtown, and I'll just be honest about it. And I also met Kathy Rae Coleman's mother because she came here during that time, and she invited myself and the vice chairperson at that time was Ms. Evelyn Jones. And we both went, and that's why we had a wonderful time with her parents. So this is what I'm saying. I do hope and pray that the family will realize that Dr. James Coleman was a brilliant man, Rhodes Scholar. Dr. James Coleman also had a position in Kentucky, and you don't get there by being black. And I'm telling you,
wow.
He did a fantastic job. Her mother was a doctor also. Dr. Coleman, a brilliant woman, very dynamic. So I want to thank, because Dr. Coleman helped to save my life. Because at that time, I guess you could say I was in everybody's business, but I was supposed to be when they registered me with the federal court. We're talking about desegregation. And as it went on, I was offered information I received, I was offered payola, and when I refused, it became dangerous, and he warned me not to be caught downtown over there after dark. And I'll always appreciate that because he was concerned about others and their welfare. So I express my deepest sympathy to Miss Kathy Rae Coleman. And
God bless you for that. And we thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sir. You're welcome.
No problem. And, you know, before I go to the 216-322 number that just popped up, I do know a lot of us will be at the rally at 1200 Lakeside. That's the Justice Center, or Injustice Center, building tomorrow because of how they had unfairly grabbed journalists, Kathy Ray Coleman from none other than ClevelandUrbanNews.com and had locked her away July 4th while the judge was, quote unquote, supposedly on vacation. But July 4th, and they couldn't find a docket until 2 p.m. July 7th on a Saturday. At least they did let her out. After a whole lot of persistence, activists and different things, they let her out to go at least attend Dr. Coleman's funeral. Got to thank Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Mrs. Seawright, and Don Bryant made sure they got flowers for the funeral in Kentucky the past Saturday. We will be down there, Lakeside Steps, in support at a rally for Kathy Ray Coleman before she goes in front of Judge Nancy First. Courtroom 15B, when you have a journalist who has written about the corruption down there, I imagine the one good thing about everything is that at least she's still standing strong. I see a couple of other phone numbers that I promised to get to before I go to the 216-322. I do want to end off with the National Action Network. One of the many things that I was given, if we as a people realize the greatness from which we came, we would be less likely to disrespect ourselves, which came from Honorable Marcus Garvey. And as I prepare to go to the next phone line, and before I do the 322 and then the 216-209, I need to let people know that the Marshall Avenue Back to School Safety Fair Block Party is not just a block party, it's not just a safety event, and it's not just a back-to-school event. It's everything wrapped in one. Don't miss it for food, fun, and games Saturday, September 8, 2018, 12 noon to 6 p.m. with free food and fun. Ooh-wee, you can contact Myra Simmons at 216-322-3227. Wow, and it's happening. 9107 Marshall Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. And you can check more things out at myraplace@yahoo.com. That's the email. And it's just beautiful. The Black House Sounds by our performance at the National Action Network event the past Saturday was told to do the same three-song set at this event. And they even went and snatched out DJ Dollar Rock. Now I'm going to go and see what's happening with this 216-322 phone number. They're probably telling me they can't stand safety fair block parties. Anyway, 216-322, how you doing out there? Hey there, what's up, 216-322?
It's Dollar Rock.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, I'm over here with Miss Simmons.
Got you. What's happening?
She's Mike Shy.
Oh, well, I guess she's a little Mike Shy.
But
I have to So how you doing there, son?
Hey.
I think we're looking very forward to this
doing...
party, and you being here as well, you and Joseph Motley Jr., so we can get here and show them how it's supposed to be done, and being done nice and clean and smooth and fine and divine, like we always do.
I feel you on that. And with that being said,
yes,
before I go to any other phone caller, I'm going to ask, how long have you been DJing?
Sir, I can safely say I've been doing things professionally 5 years and counting.
Wow. And if doing things in order and all of that, do you feel that is what causes you to be able to, I'll say, do everything from the East Cleveland Love Fest to the Hip Hop Workshop, which the Hip Hop Workshop started out in January of 2004 and is still going strong 14 years later. So I'm going to ask you, doing things right in order, has that helped you out? And if so, why?
Well, actually, it helped me to stay focused. I look around at other people not taking anything from nobody, and I know that's what I don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? And, as I said before, like I was telling Ms. Simmons about how I retired from doing bars and different things like that, and I started doing things with you guys at the workshop, and also wanted to give a special shout-out to Ted Gary, the person that helped the fight to get me in there and to keep this thing going strong. And Brother Al Porter, you are a epitome, man. You're just a great person, and you've been keeping this thing going, and you have that passion. and that strength. And I hope that I instilled some of that in you. I hope some of what I've been doing has rubbed off on you. And the thing is, you know, I'm very proud of you, and you've just been elevating, and you're still elevating, no matter regardless of what anyone says.
Thank you
and
so
glad,
much.
And I feel very fortunate to be meet, you know, be a person that know you personally as well as professionally.
Man, I appreciate it so much that I'm going to announce one more time. It's the Marshall Avenue Back to School Safety Fair Block Party. It's not just a block party. It's not just a safety event. And it's not just a back to school event. It's everything wrapped in one. Don't miss it. The food, the fun, the games, Saturday, September 8th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Free food and fun. For more information, you can contact Myra Simmons at 216-322-3227. Show up at 9107 Marshall Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, or via email for more info, myraplace@yahoo.com, where you will see, wow, Black House Sounds. You will see DJ Dollar Rock, and boom. If anybody wants to get in touch with Dollar Rock before we leave this conversation, how can they, with serious inquiries only, get in touch with you?
The area code is 216-612-7087. That's area code 216-612-7087. And we are open for donations.
For the block party.
Thank you so much.
For donations for the block party.
Got you.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Definitely, and may you have a very, very blessed evening as you all hold the line. And thank you all for calling in. Now, this sounds
yes,
like it's
sir.
Going to be
the DSE Motor Music
powerful.
Group Enterprise, DJ Dollar Rock, and from the block party right here on Marshall Avenue. What's the name of your organization? Just call it
Marshall Avenue Safety Group.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Al. This is Myra. I want
thank
to thank you for everything, and you are a man of your word.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Next time, we're going to get you talking more about next week. You all have a blessed evening as you hold a lot.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No,
thank you so much.
You are welcome. That's part of why we do what we do. As a matter of fact, once again, we appreciate you all. And that's why we definitely do what we have to do. Before I go to the 216-209, the 216-820, who I know will be complaining soon because I, of course, have kept them on for too long, I want to at least start out and say definitely rest in peace, rest in heaven, actress Charlotte Ray passed. She did live to see 92 years old. She played Edna Garrett, the maid on Different Strokes. And then on the spinoff series, The Facts of Life, she played a surrogate mother, a headmistress of a girl's dorm. She was a regular, here's something I didn't even realize, on 1960s Car 54, Where Are You series, Complications from Cancer. I do also want to give a shout out to Tina Hobson. You can go to Spin Awards. And you can go to vote at www.thespinawards.com. Why? Because she's nominated for Spin Awards. It's for those who's dealing with Christian spirituality. So Best Radio Show, Voices of Faith, Blog Talk Spreaker Box, Host of the Year, Tina Hobson, Blog Talk Spreaker Radio, Broadcast of the Year, I'm a Superwoman Radio, Internet Personality of the Year, Tina Hobson. Internet Station of the Year, Tina Hobson. Internet Radio Announcer of the Year, Tina Hobson. And Podcast of the Year, Tina Hobson. She does the gospel programming. Played a lot of Black House Sounds music. Definitely deserves it because at least one thing I know, she's played so much and so many artists locally. It's been beautiful. Before I do anything else, I'm going to take the time to get myself out the way and just say that for those who choose to, which you can do, definitely check out Life Obstacles. That's Life Obstacles, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Saturday on WERU 1490 AM. Or the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. On Sundays, WERU 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wednesday, WERU 1490 AM. Or MC Chill Radio, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. On Wednesday, WERU 1490 AM. All of those, you can listen live at www.newstalkcleveland.com. Only during the time which they come on. And I'm going to also take the time and check out and see what is happening with my 216-209 phone call. That's the 216-209 phone call. Probably calling to tell me there's just too much and too many radio shows on dealing with different artists, and they sick of it. It should be less. 216-209, how you doing out there?
How you doing today, Brother Al? This is John from Black Eyed.
I'm doing well. How you doing, John?
Well, I'm great, man. Before I get into the music part, I want to send a special shout-out to Donald Wallace. We got married over the weekend. And,
okay.
You know, a lot of times people forget how special weddings are because, sadly to say, we're getting numb to tragedy these days. But it was a really great wedding, and it's very special. He married a high school sweetheart, so I was even more special to it. And it's a really great thing when you see grown men crying over something that's beautiful. So I want to say a special shout-out to Donald Wallace. It was a very nice wedding, and I hope you have many more blessings to come his way along with that.
Right.
And, and I want to send another special shout-out to a friend of mine that's over in Chicago, Spencer Scully. And he's at the Split-ish Radio on Blog Talk. And the reason for my shout-out for that one, because out of those 59 people that got involved in that shooting that occurred, his cousin was one of those people that got injured. And he was just a bystander trying to get home. So you never know when a tragedy goes national construction home or touching next to or right up that you may know or someone in your family.
True.
And the people that's out here because that was one of the reasons why we made that song because unfortunately we're in a time where tragedies are going to happen more frequently and the one big answer and the way you fight back is in prayer and then get active in the community and talking with the younger generation and have them to understand how precious life is and how easy you can take it away and it can affect a whole world of people. We are working on another project between 8 and 12 songs on it. And it's called Corrupt Data. And that's Black Odyssey's next project. We have about a good 2 songs on it done so far. And with all these current issues on it, this is the reason why it's called Corrupt Data. Because the things that you hear and see, you can't all of the time believe them. And I just want to say this one thing about the media. The media is not your enemy. It's the people who are in the media that's your enemy. So journalism is not your enemy. It's the journalists that are and the people who run the journalism. So, and the reason why I'm speaking on that, because this is around the time that our former president, Bill Clinton, signed off on a waiver allowing all the little mom-and-pop stations to buy and sell any amount of networks that they wanted to, which
true.
Quality of report and standards go all the way down the dirt. So you had big companies buying like 15 to 20 different companies and overpaying them, but then the people that they hire didn't even have the proper education to know what it is to be a journalist or to write, speak as an essayist. So for all those who thought Bill Clinton was a really great president, thanks, Bill. And,
oh, wait. Thank you for that one.
Man, well, you gotta do your homework. You gotta peel back the covers and see what's going on. You know, you can't just go out here and trust people information because of what they say. You should always trust your own information.
True.
Well, and I don't want to go no further into that. I want to keep it music because I got a mouthful to say about these crazy clowns that get up top.
Mm-hmm.
Blackout.
I hear you, sir.
Black Odyssey is in still filming again, and Max Spitt has another video coming. I know we just dropped a video for him, but he turned around and came right back. He has another video coming. Coming soon. And a couple other artists, too, as well as Goldie and a few others, but I don't want to spoil the surprises on those. To reach Black Odyssey for any film work, any feature work as artists or anything, you can reach me on Facebook at John Allen, A-L-L-E-N, or you can reach us Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Black Odyssey. That's B-L-A-Q-O-D-E-S-S-Y, Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much, and please feel free to hold on to the line. You might like some of the things we get into. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, brother. I'm right here with you.
All right. And, wow, I have a 216-820 and a 216-848 that I'll be getting into shortly. So if you give me at least 3 minutes, I would like to let people know that if you choose WHJ 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Tony Fruit Show. As a matter of fact, I ran into him yesterday at Second New Hope Baptist Church off of East 116, they had like a gospel fest for just young people and young talent, nice little praise dance team and all of that. Even happened to have Dolores Fruits doing the creative performance from deaf artists using sign language. And then also it was interesting because I saw Lethal, Black Odyssey, playing the drums, backing up the, I guess you could say, church band. So that was a beautiful thing in itself. I also want to take the time and let people know, if you want to, you can check out Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and or Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, and Facebook, Friends Fellowship Bible Church. And before I go to the 216-820 phone number, keep it light because, you know, this 10-foot tall step ladder, my mama, Danielle, Republicans, other folks have told me to leave Trump alone week after week after week. So this week, no Trump talk. Let's talk basketball. LeBron James was interviewed on CNN about his statement about the president using sports to divide us. Did tweet on Friday night, LeBron James just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Now, to break down that President Trump basically said Jordan's better than LeBron. Now, LeBron did say on last Monday's interview before, you know, the president responded that he's seen the current president use sports to divide the country, and he can't relate to it, and he can't sit back and say nothing. Guess LeBron has more heart than Jordan, who never really tackled a tough issue. Wait. I'm not going to talk about President Trump this week. I know that's one of Lauren Patterson's favorite people, so I'm not going to talk about Trump. Let me talk about Governor John Kasich of Ohio. Yeah, our governor. Yeah, Republican governor. What's going on with him? Because Ohio Governor John Kasich said, rather than criticizing King James, we should be celebrating his charity works, efforts to help the children. By the way, he's better all around than Michael Jordan. That's a fact. Jordan even responded by saying he supports LJ. I guess he said he's doing an amazing job for his community. See, I tried to do a No President Trump show and kind of ruined. So when Sessions locks me up, y'all probably will know why. Then again, last Wednesday, Trump told Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, to go ahead and shut down the Mueller probe of the Russian investigation, but presidential aides downplayed it by saying President Trump had no intention to do that. Again, this is a no-Trump show today. Anyway, let's go to 216-820, who's probably waiting to tell me that back off the president. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right. This is Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound, wanting to let everyone know that this coming Saturday is the Glenville Festival. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. And I believe everything starts at 12 noon all over the place. The 40th year anniversary of the Glenville Festival on East 88th Street, Sam Miller Park. Go ahead, sir.
You know it, and you already know who's going to be on hand for that event. Black House Sound. So be on the lookout for that. Also, this coming fall, we will have the Black House Sound open mic night. That will be have more details on that as soon as possible. But we will also be having something else going on as well. And I'm not going to spoil the beans on that just yet. You'll hear more on that next week. What I really want everyone to do is go to Joseph Motley Jr. and log on to that YouTube app and type in Joseph Motley Jr. Because when you log that in, you're going to see the hottest new songs, the hottest new mixtape songs, and the latest videos. And speaking of videos, man, I tell you, you know what I mean? I understand that they had the Apollo this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Well,
yes, you're absolutely right, sir.
Well, this past Saturday, you know, Black House Sounds was on Lorain Avenue on the west side at the water park pavilion.
Yes.
On there. Oh, yes. How could you ever miss it? You were also there. You know what I mean? And boy,
oh,
I must tell you, you know what I mean? It is great to see people who allow positive things happen on their side of town and without no kind of negativity, no gunshots, you know, no police getting involved, you know what I'm saying, trying to break up a fight. It was actually a real family-giving community that day. As well, I also want to give a special shout-out to the National Action Network, who allowed Black House to perform down there at the Holy Trinity Church there. You know what I mean? And much love to Pastor Clark, you know what I mean? Because he always embraced me with love each time when I show up at his church to do an event. And, you know, part of his inspiration inspires me to continue to go to church.
Amen. I appreciate
you know
that, and I'm sure everybody else does.
Upstairs, exactly. And also, and speaking of church, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Also, coming in October is the annual banquet. You know the, you know what I'm saying? For more info on that, I will reveal that information to you next week to come. So only thing I am telling each and every one is that be on the lookout, because Black House Sound is on the move, you know what I'm saying? Another group that is also on the move, big shouts out to them, is Black Odyssey. They always letting us know that they got something coming or they're about to do something. So much love to them. They're on the move just like Black House Sound. And that's why Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy. Please be on the lookout for that video, Lift Every Voice, coming very soon on YouTube.
Oh,
and
yes,
there's a lot more to come from Black House Sound, from the mixtapes to the albums to the videos to the hood movies and etc. So with that being said, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm gonna go ahead and give me some shut eye, but much love to each member of Black House Sound, from Sheriff Kilroy to Brother Milligrand to the Hurricane Bangs. Even my bro, even my other brother from the distant area, DNA, you know what I'm saying? I also got mad love for him. And then, hey, you know what I'm saying? Most importantly, the founder, Joseph Motley Jr., Joe Legacy, and Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and we on the rise. One love, peace.
Peace. As a matter of fact, before I go dial the phone caller, this would be a good time for me to say you can go to on Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page. You can also Facebook Fred Barkley's Facebook Live group page. And also, why wouldn't I put out there that you can Facebook a Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or OPN Radio is on weupradio.com Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So what I'm going to do is check out this 216-848 phone caller who's probably going to call and tell me that you give up too much information, too much stuff, and it just bores me. So I'm going to go and take criticism from this 216-848. You're on live. How you doing?
Showtime. What's up, Mr. Porter? Mr. Taps, Mr. Major Taps. On the line right now.
What's going on?
Property and CEO. You know, we always live in effect, you know. Shout outs to Almighty FX and the whole other crew, the whole TID squad, you know. How you doing, Mr. Sheriff?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. What's going on with you, fam?
Well, so I'm just calling to remind everybody about to come out tomorrow, actually Tuesday, from 3 to 5, to audition, you know, for Cleveland Story. What the Gang Needs for Everybody. Yes, yes, it is a very how could I say. It's basically a very legitimate name for the movie. I'm not taking jabs at anybody, though. Though there is a message behind the movie, and it is going to be something quite interesting, hilarious, and it's going to be an original Cleveland movie, all right? So everybody come on out, whoever got the talent. I'm going to give you guys a script, see if you read it. If you guys are awesome, then possibly be in. Then we can go on from there. Besides that, look out for that Rise of the Taps album coming soon. You know, I've been involved with working with I've been working behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, tipping out, you know what I'm saying, with my whole team, things of that nature and stuff like that, getting some other things up and running, you know, for the future. We got a big thing going on, whoever want to come down, you know what I'm saying, cheer us on. We're going to the Hope Provider Entertainment Music Group. We're going down to Atlanta, September, the 1st of September, like around 6th to 7th. We'll be in Atlanta, and besides that.
Nice.
You know, I'm still out here doing my activist thing out here and stuff like that. I mean, the stuff just don't happen in the city of Cleveland. The stuff happens all over the place. As recently, I got some disturbing news. I got some disturbing news from a friend from our family that his grandson drowned down in Florida. And good young man, you know, was in school. Supposedly, rumor has it, and this is what needs to be investigated, because I might roll down there with my brother just to see what's going on and stuff like that, because it's like I said, it's very disturbing. Truthfully is, they said it was police. First they said it wasn't a foul play. Now it's coming out that it was foul play. They said that he was, like, pushed. And mind you, they said he was around a bunch of, most of the peers here around and stuff like that were white. I don't put Ireland as a race car. I'm not saying it. I mean, it possibly could be, but at the same time, though, yeah, I believe it's a race car and stuff like that. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff is deep. My whole point with this situation is it's a lot of deep-rooted racism and stuff like that. You see it in a lot of these organizations and stuff like that. You know, I walk in there and I see, you know, some of that, you know, And it's some of the meetings I go to, though.
Right.
Several courses and stuff like that. And I'm going to say this. Everybody do your research when I say, I'm going to say this term. Get out of her, all right? I'm going to say get out of her, you know? I know, you know what I'm saying? And I say that within the spirit, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, it's the Creator talking to me right now, telling a lot of people, get out of her, you know? Real talk. Do y'all research, y'all. That's all I go with that and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? There is a true higher power and stuff like that. But my thing is, we can't be confused about who is who and everything. Know which God you're serving and stuff like that. First and foremost. So get out of her. So let's just leave it at that. But besides that, you know what I'm saying? Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. We're doing it big. You know what I'm saying? We do it to make an impact, to bring out a message and stuff like that. Almighty FX, you know what I'm saying? Young Conscious Brother, he do this thing, you know. And we just so ready, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're from the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
Then I thank you very much for that message. And may you have a solid evening. Thanks for the phone call. And I appreciate you. That was none other than my brother Major Taps. Now, usually, sometimes, I never know what's happening around here. So if something happens and somebody goes to make, like, a call back in, I'll always check to see if something's on their mind. And I'm going back to 216-820. Anything on your mind you want to add in for this evening?
No, sirree. Only thing I'm doing was I had to get off the phone for a few seconds, and I was calling back to listen to the rest of the show.
No problem. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'm going to play stuff that I haven't played in a little while. It's been a while. I was able to find it and throw it back on. Just for, I'll say, nice purposes only, let's listen to 3 minutes of this. Anybody remember that Redneck Cowboy? I do.
The Redneck. The Redneck. The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck!
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the Redneck Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not effeminate, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon. Cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you, exit stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling. Ha 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 ha.
And before we leave out, I would like to just take this 18-foot step ladder. This is going to be part of Hip Hop 101 for those out there like DJ Dollar Rock or Black House Sounds, Black Odyssey. You all know where I'm going with this because hip hop, it has four elements. I mean, Elder Statesman Silver B will say there's that fifth element called the word, which I can agree with. I just can't say it around the originators in New York because those would be fighting words. But hip-hop is really four elements: MC, the griot, storyteller, DJ, the drums, breaking, b-boy, b-girl, the dance, robotics, bebop, jazz movements, graph, graffiti, culture. Every civilization has always painted murals or told stories of where they came from. Those are the main elements. Then you can add in the beatboxing and the rest of it. And I'll just say that for me personally, hip-hop is what my Savior, Jesus, Yahshua the Messiah, used to at least help me. I mean, coming up, I don't think I had much talent. Well, I don't think thugging and fighting and, you know, running around with women and on the corner posted up, slinging is not a talent. Couldn't sing, sure couldn't dance. I think I could do the Carlton, but that doesn't really help me. But I could write raps, and I know how to feels because God allowed, at least in my lifetime, 5,000 people at the Wolfstein Center watch me perform a Ken Lancey campaign song. Or 16,000 people heard Black Man Army cut on the Black Man Army bus throughout Ohio. That does not count how many people on CNN and others heard it during the CNN live TV exposure, maybe about a million during the Brillo, Tamir Rice verdicts. And the different rallies, 10,000 plus probably heard the Lancey song on that bus that he had. So maybe 6,000 heard the Black Jack Tron track. But you know, Silver B, 2004, Dennis Kucinich presidential theme song that was played on Z107.9, my fault, 93.1 FM because of Silver B bringing that man to Spitbox. Dennis Kucinich on West 117th in Detroit. Been very thankful to have three professional CDs, be a part of CCR 1, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Cleveland Conscious Rap 2, wrote a book. I don't talk about it that much because there's bad spelling in there. Always get spell checked. But anyway, wrote a book. East Cleveland Love Fest, Spitboxer Scheduler, three mixtape CDs, I believe from 98 to 2004. The SOTC was the first show to break my music. Isn't Selfish. Case in point, East Cleveland Showtime at the Apollo. Third one, last Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated fundraiser. Mayor Brandon King, East Cleveland was there. Peter Corrigan, executive county candidate, 11th district candidate. Beverly Goldstein was there. HGS, Fred Barkley, Facebook Live. They were like, will you do the Cherish the Love song? I did it. And at the end of the night, they said, hey, Alfred Porter Jr. won. Hip hop isn't selfish. I left before my name was called. Why? I'm the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, and if I won, it wouldn't be fair. Hip-hop isn't selfish. Hip-hop is spiritual. Rap's not, not all the time. Hip-hop is culture. Rap, no, doesn't have to be. So August the 11th, definitely it's important to be at the Glenville Festival. One of the reasons being, August the 11th, we know what's up. Check the timeline on Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page. Hip-hop started August 11, 1972 on Sedgwick Avenue in Cedar, Bronx, New York. DJ Kool Herc, 1972, 73 here. Now, here's the thing. 2001, Cleveland, Ohio Spitboxing started on South Taylor in Cedar. So, with that being said, I'll be right back. It's time to listen to some hip-hop. Give me about 3 minutes to come back.
It's time to take a shout out to Black House Sounds again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
Tell me why I'm black, 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 I'm to make a name. Tell me, will my lifestyle ever change? I receive my check and it's only change. So I work so hard to make a name.
In my name. Yeah. I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken and still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they try to steal from you. They know everybody in room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down just to make a story.
Yeah, first deck of cards, I'm a player.
Yeah, these new rappers flashed out, we arcading them. They sugar-rating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land.
Damn.
If you don't play the game, you out of shape again. I'm KO all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a mad man.
Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. My check and it's only changed. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, will my lifestyle ever change? I receive my check and it's only change. I work so hard to make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you ain't stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer with a haterism and jake. That mental disease called cabin fever. When you work at my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need you. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the TCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever set my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So people selling false papers when you walk in. Talking down, cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House, I'm a ghost. Without Swayze or Whoopi here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years. As a testament. A testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me. Gave me the edge. You're at the bottom. I'm on the ledge.
So as I leave out on a nice note, I believe that was, of course, my check from Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. And as I leave out, just looking at everything, August 11, 1972, Creator allowed hip-hop to begin on none other than Cedric Avenue in Cedar, Bronx, New York. Apartment building, cool hurt. Getting things together. Now, 2001, Cleveland, Ohio, Spitbox started on South Taylor in Cedar. In August 11th, yep, the day that hip-hop was born. Hip-hop might not go out there hollering, where the dollars at? Where the dollars at? Why? Because hip-hop gives you, quote-unquote, a culture. And of course, the hip hop workshop underneath the guise of Black on Black Crime Incorporated is basically a free event of positive engagement. Now, that means if the organization can't do it, then it's been myself spending almost a couple hundred dollars a month But then again, with the networking, the business, the politicians, that's what hip-hop is supposed to do, is get and garner people together to get a sound foundation and do something with it. Might not be much money in radio, but if it's hip-hop, it helps get people together, inform people. That's what I do right now. God, Yahweh, Allah, no matter what you want to say or use, use hip-hop to turn a thugster into a king. And damn it, it feels good to be a king among kings. So why wouldn't this August 11th, when you love what you do with hip-hop, why wouldn't it be the day that a brother by the name of Al Porter Jr. would release the CMHACD, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist? Why not? Plus, we have to have a few other events that come up to go with this month. So definitely stay tuned. And when you do hip-hop and you're excellent with what you do, that's when you start being able to earn payment and do other things for it. That's why DJ Dollar Rock can get paid for being an excellent DJ. That's why Black House Sound and other artists can start to be able to say, hey, these are certain specialized services. This is what we do, because one thing, hip-hop started out to be a savior for some people who have talent and their pockets as well to be able to have a legitimate business. May the Creator continue to bless everybody. Peace.